Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. Can your life have an impact on this generation? And the answer is yes. If you come to Jesus, if you are converted, it just absolutely transforms your life. And the transformation has the effect of speaking to other people. People see the change in your life and they want to hear what has happened and how it happened. And so you have an impact on other people. But you can have an impact beyond this earth. In Luke 15, Jesus is giving a parable. And in verse 3 it says, "So Jesus spoke this parable to them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbours, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." And what was Jesus saying? He was saying, when a person gets converted, it has an impact on heaven. There's rejoicing in heaven when a person gets converted. So in coming to Jesus and having your sins forgiven and having your life transformed, you affect heaven. The angels are rejoicing when they see the result of the work of God in your life. So you can affect yourself, your own life, bring peace and joy to your life, bring real meaning to your life. You can affect other people as you tell them what has happened in your life. And you can affect the inhabitants of heaven itself as there is rejoicing in heaven over a person who gets converted. Then you can have an impact on God himself. Isaiah 53 is a marvelous portion of scripture. It speaks about the life of Jesus, what would happen to him. It also speaks about his death and the reason for his death. Let me just read that wonderful chapter to you and comment on a verse that occurs toward the end of it. Isaiah asks, "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Has Jesus been revealed to you? Do you understand who he is? Why he came? What he has done for you, what he's offering to you. It says, "For he shall grow up before God the Father as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He came in the guise of a very ordinary person. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him." But then it goes on to say, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted." God punished Jesus for our sins. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He was crucified, he was put to death for our transgressions. It goes on to say, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. And the New Testament shows the outworking of that and the fulfillment of it. Because he had done no violence, neither was deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. This was God's plan for your salvation and for mine. God has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Now listen to what it says here. He shall see of the labor of his soul and be satisfied. God will be satisfied when he sees people converted as a result of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ counted it worthwhile to die for you and for me. He is satisfied. He is pleased when a person gets converted. He shall see the travel of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Have you made his sacrifice effective in your life? Yes, your life can have an impact. When you come to Jesus for salvation, when you accept him as your Savior, Lord, and Master, it totally changes your life. It has an impact on your life. Your life then affects other people, and you have an impact on other people. The angels observing it, the inhabitants of heaven observing it, rejoice when a person is converted. Your life has an impact on heaven. And then God himself is satisfied. Jesus is satisfied. God is pleased when people avail themselves of his offer of salvation. Your life can have a colossal impact. May you let it be so. May the Lord bless you for his name's sake.